century, doesn't it? Rhetoric should be something that we need to be suspicious of. We need to be aware of when people are trying to act on us through language.
And the other commentator is Sam Leith, journalist and author of a book called You Talking to Me, Rhetoric from Aristotle to Obama.
There is an idea, I think, is that it comes with a whole lot of negative connotations. We think of it as something that liars use to persuade us of something that's not really in our interests.
I think rhetoric is tinted in some respects in that it tends to be the bollocks that politicians speak.
And that's Colonel Tim Collins, whose military rhetoric will also be pulling apart. Rhetoric, remember, is a noble and ancient oratorical discipline, much admired and used by Shakespeare and venerated long after. Later, we'll hear it being taught by a former actor, now a trainer in business communications.
The task of people like me who want to help people to communicate more effectively is to find, I always think of it as finding a version of themselves that works best in a public arena. And rhetoric helps you to do that. At its best, rhetoric is the set of skills that allows people to perform themselves.
Perform themselves to what end? Statistically, rhetoric is now most often linked to adjectives like inflammatory,